This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Daniel Seberg. Daniel, how are you?
I'm fine, Henrik. Thanks for having me.
Daniel, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, you know, I've always had great respect for folks who work in the digital asset management field. I was invited to moderate and to talk at the CreateSphere conference and met a lot of the folks who work in digital asset management. And to be honest, my understanding of it going into CreateSphere was probably about 10% of what they do, and afterwards certainly went up and have tried to learn more about it. And, you know, I have an extensive tech background. I've worked in technology as a correspondent and now at Google for the better part of 13 or 14 years, being involved with the tech community in some way. And, you know, have always had some understanding of what digital asset management means. But I think that the logistics and the amount of work that they do to manage that content, whether it's through servers or storage area networks, and the breadth and the depth of what they have to keep track of is pretty staggering. And so I have, as I say, utmost respect for those folks.
And you recently authored a book called The Digital Diet, a four-step plan to break your tech addiction and regain balance in your life. Tell us tech addicts more about this.
Well, I would say that I was a tech addict. Maybe I'm a recovering one now. And it's, you know, it's the book is all about approaching technology in a healthy way. So consuming it, loving it, just not loving it unconditionally. And so what that means is not letting it harm your relationships, your own personal well-being, trying to find that balance between being connected, staying immersed in the digital world, but not letting it overwhelm you. And I think that we can all relate to that on some level. And so the book is meant to be this sort of guidebook, much like a diet book for food, in that it's not at all anti-technology. In fact, it's more about embracing it just for the right reasons on the right occasion. And it's driven by a personal narrative, my own feelings of getting too caught up in the virtual world. I lost track of relationships with my friends and family members in real life. I think my wife would attest to the fact that I wasn't perhaps as present as I should have been in our relationship. And I just came to rely too heavily. I guess I skewed too heavily to the digital world. And so, you know, I've talked to a lot of tech professionals and people who work in digital asset management, people who work very, very immersed in the tech world, and they see that this message resonates with them, that they, as much as they love their technology, they still have lives, they have families, they have friends. And so sometimes it's about just using technologies on the right occasion and thinking about whether it's email or it's a video chat or, you know, is it a text or do you actually pick up the phone? And, you know, when can you have those face-to-face conversations and not be distracted by your technology? So just getting out from behind the screen and enjoying life without becoming too caught up in what's happening online.
And Daniel is donating a copy of his book to one lucky listener of our book drawing. To enter this book drawing, send an email to anotherdamblog@gmail.com telling me why you like Another Damn Podcast and or Another Damn Blog before March 1st, 2012. Feel free to rate the podcast and blog as well. The winner will have the book mailed to them. And Daniel, what advice would you like to share with damn professionals and people aspiring to become damn professionals?
Well, I love the name of your podcast and your blog, Another Damn Podcast and Blog. I think that's very clever. I think that it's obviously an area that requires a lot of technical expertise, but just like any profession, and certainly I can share this firsthand, you know, it's about the people that you meet, whether you're going to CreateSphere or other conferences like that. And I think there's always that networking aspect. There's the networking side on the technical end, but there's also the networking side with people. And, you know, at CreateSphere and meeting different digital asset management folks, you know, it feels like a very tight-knit sort of a community. So it's important to reach out to those people, meet with them, talk with them, share your work, talk about your struggles and the different technologies, whether it's coding, storage, servers, you know, what sort of innovations are you looking at? And try to be as, you know, as well-read as you can be. You know, I often feel like I'm constantly learning. And I think that the best advice I give to people is don't act like you know everything, because there's always somebody who knows a bit more than you. There's somebody who's innovating in a new way. And, you know, taking the time to explore those ideas, see what they're working on. You don't have to necessarily do exactly what they're doing, but maybe you incorporate a little bit of it. You share what you're doing. You know, this is the way that, you know, I think innovation springs up and new ideas and ways to manage digital assets. It's obviously an area of growth. Everything is going the way of digital content, and we have to be thinking of new ways to distribute that, to share it, and to store it. And it's when people talk in terms of the size of data that we're referring to, I mean, it's kind of overwhelming for some people. So, you know, sharing what you're working on and your ideas, I think, is essential, and having an open mind to what others might be doing. And that's what I took away from the Creatosphere conference, was just people were sharing and learning along the way.
Well, thanks, Daniel.
Henry, thank you. I appreciate it.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email them at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. And thanks again.